KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play around the area last night, Hawkeye 10 conference action saw Lewis Central beat Atlantic 4-3, Creston over Red Oak 3-0, Denison beat Kemper Catholic in 8 innings 6-4, Clarinda topping Shenandoah 7-3, and in non-conference play, Harlan dumped Tri-Center 7-0. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Adair Casey over Orient Maxburg 5-4, while Walnut beat Glidden Ralston 4-1. Also in girls softball last night, Bondurant Farrar swept a pair from Carroll 5-1 and 8-2. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 3-2. Des Moines Christian downing Guthrie Center 10-0. Earlham shut out Coon Rapids Bayard 11-0. East Union 12-2 over Bedford. IKM Manning topping West Monona 12-1. It was Logan Magnolia 8-5 over Ridgeview. Madrid beat Panorama 9-0. Sydney outscored East Mills 13-11. It was Villisca over Stanton 6-5 in 11 innings. Westwood beat Charter Oak Ute 9-5. Nottoway Valley over Corning 7-3, and Lennox beat Mount Air 7-6 in the opener of a doubleheader. Mount Air 8-7 winning the second contest last night. In boys baseball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Lewis Central edging Atlantic in 8 innings by a final of 4-3. Kemper Catholic downing Denison 7-0. Shenandoah also 7-0 over Clarinda. In non-conference play, Harlan outscored Tri-Center 20-10, while St. Albert beat Glenwood 13-3 last night. Also, Trainer out of the Western Iowa Conference won a non-conference matchup over Thomas Jefferson 7-5 last night. In Rolling Hills conference play, it was Walnut over Glidden Ralston 9-3. In other boys baseball results last night, Boyer Valley beat Whiting 3-1, Coon Rapids Bayard 5-3 over Earlham, Corning outscored Nottoway Valley 21-8, it was Des Moines Christian over Guthrie Center 16-0, Fremont Mills 11-5 over Clarinda Academy, Kingsley Pearson beat West Harrison 8-4, Lennox topping Mount Air 16-3, Logan Magnolia went 11 innings in beating Ridgeview 4-2, Madrid over Panorama 6-2, Nishnabotna beat Essex 11-5, it was Sydney edging East Mills 6-5. Sioux City East took two from Abe Lincoln, 11-2 and 7-5, while Villisca beat Stanton by a final of 19-4 last night in boys baseball. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has announced the district pairings for 1A and 2A baseball teams coming up in a couple of weeks. Action starts on July the 7th with first-round games, and in District 13, Nottoway Valley will play Orient Maxburg in that first-round pigtail game. The winner will face Earlham. Also, Corning plays Lennox. Van Meter faces Iowa Christian, and Madrid will play Woodward Granger. In 1A District 14, it'll be Glidden Ralston versus East Green to open up, with the winner playing Coon Rapids Bayard. Other games include Audubon facing Arweva. Also, Exira EHK playing Guthrie Center, and Cam battling Adair Casey. In Class 1A District 15 first-round action, West Harrison plays Boyer Valley, with the winner getting Logan Magnolia. Also, Walnut will face Woodbine. St. Albert plays Riverside, and Griswold will battle AHST. Also in Class 1A District 16 baseball, it'll be Essex facing Bedford in first-round play. The winner gets to play Sydney. Also, Nishnabotna will face Villisca. Trainer plays Stanton, and Fremont Mills will play East Mills in first-round play. Also in Class 2A District baseball, first-round action in District 15 has Shenandoah playing Underwood and Tri-Center facing Clarinda Academy. The Shenandoah-Underwood winner gets Clarinda, while the Tri-Center-Clarinda Academy winner will face Missouri Valley in the district semifinals. In Major League Baseball last night, Yadier Molina hit a three-run homer, and Kyle Loesch pitched into the eighth inning, leading the St. Louis Cardinals past the staggering Miami Marlins 5-2 for their fifth straight victory. One night after Molina's tying homer in the ninth inning, key to huge comeback, St. Louis scored five unearned runs in the first. The Marlins have lost 8 of 9. They're 3-17 over their last 20 games. Jason Mott pitched the ninth for his 16th save in 20 chances. Loesch improves to 7-2 with the victory last night for the Cards. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 5-4. It was Atlanta over Arizona 8-1. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 4-3. The Cubs over the Mets 5-3. Houston beat San Diego 5-3. Washington over Colorado by a score of 12-5. And San Francisco beat L.A. 2-0. In American League Baseball last night, Kansas City did to the Tampa Bay Rays just what the Cardinals did to the Royals over the weekend. Bruce Chen gave the Royals strong pitching for the second straight night. Jeff Francoeur and Yunesky Betancourt homered to extend a string of hot hitting, and Kansas City routed the Rays 8-2, setting up a chance for a series sweep. Alex Gordon and Billy Butler also drove in runs to pace a Royals offense that was outscored by St. Louis 30-14 over the weekend. They've trumped Tampa Bay, though, 16-2 through the first two games of this current series. Elsewhere in the AL last night, the Yankees beat Cleveland 6-4, the Angels over Baltimore 7-3, Boston beat Toronto 5-1, Texas over Detroit 7-5, White Sox topping Minnesota 3-2, while Seattle was a 3-2 winner over Oakland. In other baseball news, the Texas Rangers are promoting top pitching prospect Martin Perez to the major leagues for the first time. The 21-year-old signed with the Rangers 5 years ago. He's 5-5 with a 4.59 ERA and 15 starts at AAA Round Rock. The Rangers also placed right-hander Colby Lewis on the 15-day disabled list because of tendonitis in his forearm. Lewis is 6-6 with a 3.51 earned run average and 15 starts this season since making the team's opening day start. Also, Major League News, the Red Sox have learned what caused pitcher Clay Buchholz to experience internal bleeding. Buchholz remains hospitalized after being diagnosed with esophagitis, which led to the erosion of his esophagus and an associated gastrointestinal bleeding. The Houston Astros have placed outfielder Justin Maxwell on the 15-day disabled list with an injured left ankle. Maxwell has 8 homers and 24 RBIs in 61 games this season. Bob Apodaca has been reassigned by the Colorado Rockies, becoming special assistant to general manager Dan O'Dowd. After nearly 10 years as the pitching coach, Rockies manager Jim Tracy says Apodaca approached O'Dowd on Tuesday asking for the change. Toronto has signed 49-year-old left-hander Jamie Moyer to a minor league deal and assigned him to AAA Las Vegas. The Blue Jays have lost 3 starters to injuries this month. Also, Dr. Henry Heimlich presented Cincinnati Reds third baseman Todd Frazier with a life-saving award Tuesday before a game against the Milwaukee Brewers. Frazier used the Heimlich maneuver on a choking restaurant customer during a series in Pittsburgh back in late May. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Omaha beating Oklahoma City 5-1. Round Rock topping the Iowa Cubs by a score of 3-1. Pacific Coast League action tonight has Iowa hosting Oklahoma City. Omaha is at home to face off against New Orleans. A large portion of college football fans have been screaming for a playoff system since the BCS was created 14 years ago. Those fans are about to get their wish. A committee of university presidents has approved the BCS commissioner's plan for a 4-team playoff to start in the 2014 season. Now, that move completes a 6-month process in which the commissioners have been working on a new way to determine a college football champion. Instead of simply matching the number 1 and number 2 teams in the country in a championship game after the regular season, the way the bowl championships series has done it since 1998. The new format will create a pair of national semifinals. Number 1 will play number 4, number 2 will play number 3, and then the winners will advance to the national championship game. The teams will be selected by a committee similar to the way the NCAA basketball tournament field is set. But there are still some details to be worked out, but all the decision makers appear to be on board for the changes. In tennis, second seeds Rafael Nadal and Victoria Azarenka were straight sets winners during a relatively upset-free day at Wimbledon yesterday. Nadal lost the first 4 games of his first-round match before turning things around against Thomas Bellucci, beating the Brazilian 7-6, 6-2, and 6-3. Azarenka got the better of American Irini Falcone, 6-1 and 6-4. Other winners on the men's side include 4th seed Andy Murray, 5th seeded Joe Wilfred Tsonga, 9th seeded Juan Martín del Potro, and also number 10 Marty Fish. Women's defending champ Petra Kvitova cruised into the second round, and Serena Williams was a straight sets winner a day after her sister Venus was ousted in straight sets. Men's number 14 Feliciano Lopez was the highest seed to fall on day 2 as he lost to Jarkko Niemelän in 4 sets. Play was cut short by rain and darkness yesterday. And in racing news, NASCAR points leader Matt Kenseth is leaving Roush Fenway Racing at the end of the season. There was widespread speculation last weekend at Sonoma that Kenseth was leaving to join Joe Gibbs Racing. But Kenseth declined to discuss his future with the organization that he's been with for all but one of his 452 career starts. Roush Fenway Racing also declined to disclose a reason for his departure. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will be promoted to his seat in the Sprint Cup Series by Roush. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.